Why We Won't Talk with Iran. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Trita Parsi is a native of Iran, the founder of the National Iranian American Council, and he is against Iran having nuclear weapons.
And nuclear Iran would be very bad, not only for the entire region, but also for Iran itself.
He's also in favor of unseating the Ayatollahs who run his home country. But he thinks that the young people of Iran's pro-democracy movement can accomplish both, if the U.S. would just butt out.
What they are saying is that they cannot pursue their pro-democracy agenda in the middle of the turmoil that is taking place, in which there is a risk for war between the two countries.
In fact, he thinks that we're only encouraging Iran to go nuclear because their leaders are convinced that we plan to invade. So, why wouldn't we just sit down with the Ayatollahs and reassure them that we have no intention of attacking?
Any compromise between the United States and Iran is likely going to lead to Iran having some sort of a small nuclear capability, not a weapons program, but a smaller enrichment program.
Right.
The Israelis see that as a major threat.
Because, he says, if Iran is accepted as a legitimate player, it would probably end up at the bargaining table alongside the Palestinians, challenging things like Israel's security fence.
Israel, for instance, would not be able to impose on the Palestinians a unilateral peace deal.
And so, we march toward a war with Iran, in part, he says, to protect Israel's right to impose a peace deal on the Palestinians. Trita Parsi lays out the history of the dealings between the U.S., Iran, and Israel in a book called Treacherous Alliance. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.